Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habibullah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm-e-deen. A moment spent in learning ilm-e-deen is better than the nafli ibadat of whole day and whole night. The topic which we are going to discuss is about pandemic. It's about ta'un. Like in these days, we are facing a pandemic called coronavirus. So in different times, pandemics were experienced and they had different names and different effects. But the main question is, what should be the reaction of a Muslim towards this situation? There's a hadith mubarakah, Ummul Mumineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding ta'un, regarding pandemic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, ta'un is a punishment upon whomsoever Allah azza wa jal wills, he sends that punishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made ta'un as rahmat for the believers, as mercy for the believers. So whosoever in the time of pandemic remains in his city with patience for the thawab, to earn reward, and with this belief that whatever is going to reach to him would be that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined. For that person is thawab equal to a martyr, a shaheed. Subhanallah. Allama ibn Hajar Asqalani, Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani, he writes in Fathul Bari, which is a famous commentary on Sahih al-Bukhari, that ta'un is mercy for the believers and it is punishment for the disbelievers. And this hadith is a proof for this fact, that for ta'un to be mercy is exclusive for the Muslims. And when ta'un is imposed upon disbelievers, then this is punishment for them before the hereafter, which means that they will still get their punishment in the hereafter, and this is their punishment in this world. When plague, ta'un, pandemic is spread in any location, in any city, in any village, a believer should remain there, should stay there with patience while following the order of Allah Azza wa Jal and be pleased with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will get the thawab similar to the thawab of Shaheed, the martyr. Mufassir Shaheer Hakim ul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala writes to explain this hadith mubarakah, that ta'un or plague or pandemic is a punishment whichever the disbeliever will die because of this pandemic, that is the death of punishment. And a believer who is patient and he dies in ta'un, or whenever he will die thereafter, he will attain the station of martyrdom. Our master, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Azimul Barakat, Azimul Martabat, Parwana-e Shamma-e Risalat, Mujaddid-e Deen o Millat, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatullahir Rahman, he writes in Fatawa Razviya that when pandemic comes in any city, in any place, one should remain in his city with three conditions or having three sifat or qualities. Number one, sabr o istiqlal, be patient and be steadfast. And number two is one should accept the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal, believe in taqdeer, be pleased with the qada in order to get the thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should remain there, must not leave that city. And number three is that he must have this solid belief that whatever is in my destiny, whatever Allah has planned for me, that will happen. And if Allah has planned that no calamity should reach me, then nothing will happen to me. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that with these three sifat, one should stay and remain in his town, in his city, and not leave with the fear of getting sick. So from here we learn that person cannot run away from taqdeer, from the destiny. Whatever loss or benefit has been written in his taqdeer, that will definitely reach to him. The death will come on its fixed time, whether you are in your house or you are in strong forts in protection, death will still come. However, if person has to live. No power in the world can kill him or can cause him to die. And sometimes the taqdeer of Allah Azza wa Jal shows such wonders that human mind starts wondering, how did this happen or how is this possible? There's a beautiful story to understand the wonders of taqdeer of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Ma'adi alayhi rahmatullah al-Hadi, he says that Abu Bughail, there was a person whose name was Abu Bughail, told his story that once there was pandemic and dead bodies were piled up. We would go into different areas and tribes and bury the dead bodies. And when everybody started dying in the villages, in the cities, and the dead bodies increased, and we were unable to bury them, we used to put the bodies in the house and lock the house. And after, when the ta'un was gone, when the pandemic came to an end, we entered a house. We saw one healthy, beautiful child in one of the rooms. And we were wondering where this baby come from. And how is he still living without any food? We were still thinking about it. We saw that there was a female animal, a prey animal, entered from the broken part of the house into the room and sat down next to the child, and child started drinking the milk of that animal. Allah Azza wa Jal is Khaliqe Kainat. He is Razzaq, provider of the entire creation. Everybody was wondering and thinking and understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely powerful. Whatever He wants, He can do. And when He wants to give rizq to anyone, He makes the causes and people get their sustenance through those causes. Allah Azza wa Jal arranged the food of that child in such a wonderful way that normal human being could not even think that this is possible. So what actually happened, that everybody of that house passed away because of pandemic, and there was a woman who was pregnant. After her death, this child was born, and there was nobody to look after this child and feed this child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made arrangement of rizq, of sustenance for that child through a wild animal. Hazrat Sayyidina Ma'adi alayhi rahmatullah al-Hadi says that this child grew up very nicely and he became a young man. Then I saw him one day in the Masjid of Basra, that he was combing his beard. He was beautifying his beard. Subhanallah, this is the Qudrat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. that he is Razzaq, and when he wants to give rizq to anyone, he provides rizq in wonderful ways and in ways that you can never even imagine. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when you hear that pandemic is spread on a particular land, do not go to that land. And if pandemic is spread out in your area, then do not run away from your area, do not run away from your city. Therefore, when pandemic is spread out in any particular area, we are not allowed to go to that area. Because now going there, you putting yourself into destruction. And if the pandemic is spread out in our area where we live, then we are not allowed to run away from there, because running away from there where we live cannot save us from the taqdeer of Allah Azza wa Jal. If death is written in our taqdeer, then we will die. There's a beautiful story in Tafsir Ruh al-Bayan. When there was Ta'un in Syria, Abdul Malik bin Marwan, a king from Banu Umayyah, he sat on his horse and he ran away from the city. And he took a special servant with him and some soldiers as well. He was so scared of pandemic that he would not keep his foot on the ground. Rather, he would sleep on the back of the horse. In his journey, while he was away from his city, he could not sleep one night, and he said to his servant, "That tell me a story." His servant was very intelligent, and he thought this is a good chance to give nasihat, give advice to the king. Maybe he will understand the concept of taqdeer. So he tells him a story, and story goes like this, that there was a fox, and this fox used to serve a lion in order for its own protection. And because of the awesomeness of lion, nobody would look towards that fox and intend to hurt. And this fox would move around without any fear, with full satisfaction, and was spending its life with peace, comfort, ease. One day suddenly, an eagle came and tried to pick the fox up. And she ran close to the lion, and lion put this fox on his back. The eagle then attacked second time and picked up the fox from the back of the lion and flew away. The fox was screaming, begging the lion to help her. But the lion said, "I can protect you from the animals who are on the ground, But if anyone attacks you from the heaven, then sorry, I'm unable to protect you. So when Abdul Malik the king heard this story, he learned a lesson and he understood that my army can only protect me from those who live on the ground. But those calamities which are going to attack me from the sky, from the heaven, nobody can protect me. My kingdom cannot protect me. My treasure cannot protect me. My troops, my army cannot protect me. The one who can protect me is Allah Azza wa Jal. There's nobody else. So after thinking this, Abdul Malik, the king, felt that he had no fear left in his heart regarding pandemic. And he was pleased with the rada of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the taqdeer, with the destiny. And he returned back to his palace. There was a group of Bani Israel. They left their homes because of the fear of pandemic, and they all died. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 243. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. O beloved, did you not see those who came out from their homes? And they were in thousands. And they came out with the fear of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, die. Then He revived them. Indeed, Allah is bountiful upon the people. But most people are ungrateful. It is mentioned in Tafsir Naimi under this incident, and the summary of which is that some people of a city went away to some mountainous areas because of the fear of pandemic. An angel came there and he screamed with the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of you must die. So everyone died. So their dead bodies remained there, and their dead bodies were rotten and finished. Coincidentally, Hazrat Hizqeel alayhi salam passed from there, and he submitted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah, please revive them. So he was ordered that you should call them. So Hazrat Sayyiduna Hizqeel alayhi salatu wa salam said, O bones, gather with the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jal. All the bones were gathered. Then he said, O disfigured bodies, stand up with the order of my Lord. So all stood up while saying, Subhanakallahumma Rabbana وَبِحَمْدِكَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Then these people stayed alive in this dunya for many years. But their faces would show like the faces of dead people. And they had children. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned that Bal'am bin Ba'ura, he was a great scholar of his time. He was great worshipper, and he knew Isme Azam. His ruhaniyat was so strong that sitting on the earth, he could see the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was mustajabud da'wat, which means that his du'as were accepted. He had many students. The ink pots of his students were counted as 12,000 ink pots, and he turned against Hazrat Musa alayhi salam because of some greed. Story is very long, therefore I'm just shortening the story. His people asked him to make dua against Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, in other words, to do bad dua against Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. First he denied, but then when he looked towards the offer that people were making, he became greedy, and he accepted the offer, and he went to the mountain to make baddua against Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. People went with him as well, and when he started making baddua, so his baddua was against his own people. He had no control over his words. By force, the words were coming out from his tongue. So he got cursed, he got rejected, his tongue came out hanging from his mouth, and he realized that his everything is finished. But then he said, now I can't help you guys, but I give you an advice: if you practice upon it, you can harm the people of Musa alayhi salam. You should bring thousands of beautiful girls, and they must be wearing beautiful, attractive dresses and jewelries, and send them into the troops of Bani Israel. And if even one single person is indulged in any act of indecency, so the whole troop would be a loser. They will lose the war. So the people, after getting this advice from Bal'am bin Ba'ura, they plotted this. They brought many beautiful young girls, decorated with makeups, with beautiful clothes, with jewelries, and they were sent into the troops of Bani Israel. One rich man from Bani Israel got indulged with the fitna of a girl. He took that girl and went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and asked, O Nabi of Allah, is this girl halal for me? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, beware, this is haram for you. Separate yourself from her immediately and fear the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But this rich man was overwhelmed and overcaptured by the lust of his nafs, and he did not listen to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and he committed an act of indecency. And the effect of this sin was so great that suddenly in the troops of Bani Israel there was pandemic that spread out throughout the army, that every person was affected by it, and within an hour 70,000 people died. Now based on this, ulama ikram have said that sometimes pandemics come because of our sins. See what happened in this incident? Because one person committed sin, pandemic came and destroyed in 1 hour 70,000 people. So this is time while the coronavirus is killing, is making people sick, and people are in difficulty. Businesses are in difficulty. Economies are in difficulty. Social life is affected very severely. Religious life is affected very severely. The activities in the masajid are reduced. So there's invitation for us to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make rujoo and make tawbah of our sins. And if any wrong we are doing, we must stop that. Because this could be the cause of pandemic which we are facing. Sins have increased. We are making too many sins, committing too many sins. Look at this incident that only one person committed sin and all troops were affected and 70,000 people died within an hour. And if we look at ourselves, we commit countless sins, major sins, minor sins, open sins, hidden sins, and we are still questioning why this pandemic came? When is it going to leave? The solution lies with us, that as Ummah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should repent in the court of Allah azza wa jal. There must be more motivation that we should leave sins and repent from our sins. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are hopeful, we are positive that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this pandemic, this coronavirus, and provide us safety and security from these type of diseases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all from this illness, from this virus, and those believers who passed away, may Allah grant them the station of martyrs, the shahadat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this sickness from this world. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.